Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies. I am absolutely excited to be back with you again as we close out our class. It has been so rewarding and so exciting just to hear all of the testimonies of how this class has changed your life. And to be honestly truthful with you, it has changed mine as well. When God gave me the class, I mean, I knew where I was, but I didn't know the impact or the power that it would have to also transform others' lives. So I'm really thankful and excited for that. And so let's get started. We're going to go ahead and open up with prayer. So I'm going to pray. We're going to recap a little bit, and then I'm going to begin to implement tonight's lesson. So here we go. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God, for all that you've done and for all that you are continuously doing. You're so faithful, and we're so grateful, God, for you being who you are, loving us enough not to allow us to keep wandering through life, God, and not ever fulfilling our purpose. And so we thank you, God, for direction. We thank you for knowledge, and we thank you for clarity above all else. And so, Lord, we'd be so careful to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory in Jesus' name. Okay, ladies, we have been talking about decluttering your life. That is dealing with every area of our lives. Oftentimes when one area is cluttered, more than likely there's another area that is also cluttered as well. And so this class was built upon the scripture, write the vision, make it plain, so those who read it may run with it. Though the vision tarries, wait for it shall speak and not lie. And so that is a foundational scripture. And what I found most oftentimes is that we dream so big and we have so many visions and so many ideas and so many things that we want to do that we end up running around in circles, not really knowing what to do, where to start, or where to go from here. And so for me, my prayer had become I needed clarity because, as I said in the beginning of the class, I felt like I was doing many things, many little things that wasn't adding up to much. And so I wanted to really be more purposeful, more intentional about every area of my life. And so I knew that that would take time, but I just didn't know where to start. So I began to pray and to seek the Lord about, you know, what do I need to do now? And so, you know, again, this class has been about getting clarity about where you are and where you want to be and how to get there. Okay, so tonight we're going to talk about begin, build, branch. All right, begin, build, branch. In the beginning of the class, we talked about sorting through our feelings, sorting through our emotions, sorting through our lives as to why we feel the way we feel, why we are where we are. Because the one thing that we oftentimes fail to do is we make new plans, we set new goals without really sitting down and figuring out, well, why didn't I meet the last goal? Why am I not where I want to be now? Why am I not seeing any fruit from my labor? And so as we begin this class, it was kind of hard. We had to decide on what to keep, what we were unsure of, and what we are to let go of. And so you had to have your folder, and every day you had to sort through it. Something happens, you jot it down. When you got home, you sort it. Is this something that I need to keep? Is this something that I'm unsure of? Is this something that I need to let go of? And so if we put it in the unsure folder, this teaches us how to pray. Lord, I'm really unsure of this person. I'm really unsure of this situation. I am unsure. Help me to have clarity. Is this something that I keep or something that I should let go of. All right? So how this particular topic came about, I was praying about how to close the class out. And someone that I know was getting back into the work field, wanting to step back out, you know, with their business. And so I was giving them, you know, pointers and tips on who to call, what to do, how to do it. And then when I challenged them and said, you're stepping out too big on that part. Okay, let me tell you what I've learned. Don't do this, but do this. Because I don't want to see you like this. Well, oftentimes when someone challenges you about the steps that you need to take into accomplish your dreams, oftentimes we get offended. Oftentimes because we will say, well, this is what I want. This is what I believe God is giving me. Well, I am not questioning that. What I am doing is saying this is the process that you should take in order to achieve or to accomplish that goal. And so what I told her was, you're starting too big, too big. You're just now starting. How oftentimes do we step out there and we start too big and you end up wasting money because now you have to backtrack or go back where you said yes, now you wishing you had said no because it's costing you more than you thought because we didn't figure in these other things that could have occurred. We didn't. We go out. I tell everyone, it's like you want to start a business, so you go out and get business cards. Well, that's not the first thing that you do is go and get business cards. There are other things that take place behind the scenes before you make anything public. And so what I was sharing with her is on the back end of this, this is where you need to start. This is how much, about how much you need to spend. And so sometimes when you're trying to share that with people, they get upset. Well, I'm telling you what I know. I'm not telling you anything to hurt you. I told my son, I said, I'm not trying to stop you from accomplishing your dreams. I am your biggest supporter. What I'm trying to do is teach you the steps on how to get there so that you won't have to keep doing this two-step, okay? And so as I was in the car, I was worried about her. She's now stressed. She's frustrated. And now she's in the very place that I tried to share with her not to do, okay? And so it bothered me because I didn't want to see her in this place in the first, you know, I told her that in the beginning. And so now, and so it led me to just, like, start talking to the Lord, like, Lord, I don't understand. I don't understand how I'm trying to help people take the necessary steps, but they're fighting me as though I don't want to see them successful. They're fighting me and saying, no, this is what God gave me. I don't question that. I question how you go about getting it. Okay? So we're going to start tonight in John 15, verses 1 through 3. John 15, and of course it would be in the classroom, so if you did not hear me, it would of course be in there. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he take away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth more fruit. Look at that. God says, I am the true vine. When I was asking everyone to list everything that they wanted, when I was asking everyone to sort through, they kept putting God in the equation. And what I mean putting him in the equation, it is using God as a scapegoat, basically. Okay, so we know this is built on God. We know that we need him, and we know that we need him through this whole process. We know that without him, we can do nothing. But you cannot use God as a scapegoat for not making a decision to fulfill your purpose. So if I say list some things, people say, oh, I just want to get closer to God. That is absolutely awesome. That should be all of our testimonies. On the other hand, what is he calling you to do? Because even if he's calling you to serve in ministry, aren't you going to have to do something? You got to get up. You got to go to the church. You got to put in the studying. You got to put in the work. And so that's what I mean when I say using God as a scapegoat. He is the source of our strength. Without him, we cannot do anything. So we have to remember that he is our foundation. He is what we are building our lives upon. So you, faith without works. They said, show me your faith and I'll show you my works, right? So oftentimes people talk about faith as though it's some magic pill, but they don't want to put in the work. And so what I'm saying is we are going to have to put in the work. We have faith in God, but we have to put in the work. Okay? So we understand that when we begin, that we understand that God is the source. He is the foundation on which we are building our life. Okay? The Bible says in Zechariah 4:8-10, and I'm going to go there real quick because I want to read it verbatim. Zechariah 4, starting at verse 8. All right? It says, moreover, the word of... I still want to read it out of the Message Bible. I'm sorry. You know I'm live, right? All right. Zechariah 4:8-10. It says, after that, the word of God came to me. The source, God, came to me. Zerubbabel started what? Rebuilding this temple. Isn't that what we're doing? We're trying to rebuild our lives. And he will complete it. Look at that. He says that he started rebuilding his life, and he will complete it. That was the word of the Lord. So, ladies, not only did you start this process, but I declared we are going to finish it. And then it says that he will... That will be your confirmation that God of the angel armies sent me to you. This will be your confirmation. He said, does anyone dare despise this day of small beginnings? They will change their tune when they see Zerubbabel setting the last stone in place. Go back to the vision. I can give God some praise right there. Go back to the vision, right? He says, not only are you rebuilding, he said, but you will finish it. He said, but despise not the day of small beginnings. See, oftentimes we want to branch out before we build, and we want to build before we begin. We want to put the cart before the horse. We don't want to do or take the necessary steps in order to branch out. What we want to do is we want to microwave everything. We don't want to go through the process. So we begin to despise small beginnings. And Sonia, why do you say despise? You don't like it. You really don't want to start there. So what you end up doing is you start setting unrealistic timelines. Because you want to hurry up and rush through this process. But I promise you, if you rush, I'm not talking about slacking, but if you set unrealistic timelines, you are not going to meet the goal. You're not going to meet it because you are despising small beginnings. Okay? And that's why I sent the emails that I did. not to be discouraging, but to let you know that you might have a setback, but don't fall back. You know, how this, don't get too happy yet. Get rejoiced, you know, celebrate where you are, but still remember that we are in a process. So the familiar might try to creep back in on you. Other things might try to creep back in on you. So you have to stay focused. You have to stay focused, okay? So you cannot despise small beginnings. So I asked you to make a list of the things that you wanted to do, right? Okay, we're at the beginning. We're at the beginning. You decided, you made a sound decision, or did you make a sound decision, or have you started implementing other things already? Are you already on to the next? Remember, there are multitudes and multitudes in the valley of decision. You have to make a sound decision that you're going to select one thing and stick with that one thing. And you're saying, well, Sonya, there's so much that I want to do. Hold on. We talked about the difference between a good thing and a God thing, right? Having clarity. Is this a habit? Is this a hobby? Or is this part of my purpose, right? So you have to select one thing. I wanted you to select that one thing, but I didn't want you just to select it on your own. I wanted you to select it and send it to me. Why? Because I wanted to hold you accountable for that one thing. One thing. And let the truth be told, some of you are probably doing other things. And that's okay, because I'm guiding you right back to that one specific thing that we talked about doing. How you say, Sonya, I'm not mad, I don't despise anything. You are despising the beginning when you don't want to do the steps. I mean, what's the purpose of taking the class if you're not going to follow the instructions? Isn't it insanity to keep doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results? We're taking this, we're going through this process because we want to see something different. We want to see what God said about us, right? Okay, so do not despise small beginnings. And so I want to look up the definition of despise. So contempt, right? To look down on, to regard as worthless or distasteful. Right? What ends up happening is when you despise small beginnings and when you don't want to go through the process, anxiety creeps in. The Bible says be anxious for nothing, right? So you're anxious to get to the end of a thing without doing what you need to do in the beginning. And can I just share something with you? The beginning is behind the scenes. You can't branch out. You can't build unless you begin. And beginning starts behind the scenes in the privacy of your own mind, in your own heart, with your own paper, with your own pen, doing what's necessary. So you were to make a decision and select that one thing. Okay? Selecting that one thing. Oftentimes when we despise small beginnings, we end up biting off more than we can chew. We want to do it all now. Well, you cannot do it all now. I can't do it all now. The Bible says a fool begins off in many directions, but a wise person, what? Aims. And so we want to aim for something, right? So I want to go to, real quickly, 1 Corinthians 9 and 3. 1 Corinthians 9 and 3. 9 and 23, my apologies. 9 and 23. 9 and 23. Let me do it on the King James Version. All right. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you, knowing that they that which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the crown, so that you may run to obtain. We are doing this, we are beginning, right, because we want to obtain the promises. We want to obtain what God has for us, right? So we all are entering into this race of trying to declutter our lives, right, so that we can begin to move forward with clarity and knowing who we are, whose we are, and what it is that God is definitely calling us to do. All right, so let's go to verse 24. It says, know ye, of course, that all who run enter the race, but one receive the prize. So run that you may obtain it. You have to go through this process and with the confidence that you are going to obtain it, that you are going to finish this, that you are willing to indeed go through the process. It says, and every man that strives for mastery is temperate in all things, temperate. Okay? You have to be disciplined. We have to be disciplined in order to finish. Why do you say, Sonya, you have to be disciplined? Number one, if you selected one thing, it requires that you be disciplined with that one thing. Because if you're not disciplined with that one thing, you're going to begin to branch out before it's time. You're going to be despise the process. You're going to end up trying. Have you ever seen, I kept thinking about this, when you see a tree, it starts out as a seed. Everything that it will be is in that seed. Everything it hoped to be is in that seed. Everything that it will become is in that seed. But you don't see the ladder. Yeah, it's not in its fullest form yet. It's in seed form. So when it's in seed form, it is planted in the ground in a dark place, right? And so when we begin, we are in this dark place where we are behind the scenes trying to get it together before we branch out, right? And as it grows, you don't see branches? That takes time. But you plant it with the end in mind. I am going to select this one thing, but I have the end in mind. The end of what? This one thing. I'm going to complete this one thing. Right? Okay. It says, now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. We want to do things that are going to last, that is going to endure to the end. Therefore, I run, not with uncertainty. So when I'm beginning, I'm not uncertain now about, or we should not, at this point in this class, you should not be uncertain about where you're going. It says, thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. First of all, if you are beating the air, that means that you're not aiming for anything. You're not aiming for anything. You're just swinging at everything. Right? So you have to aim. So he says you cannot have uncertainty and you cannot be beating the air. Right? Because we are trying to do things that are going to last. We are not just starting this, but we are going to finish it. It says, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. That means that I am going to be disciplined. When my mind wants to tell me to get started and to branch out into something else, I'm going to bring it back into subjection and say, no, Sonia, this is what we're going to do. No, this is how, no, I have a plan. This is where I'm going to stay in alignment. The scripture said in Zechariah 4 and 10, go back to the vision. Write the vision down and make it what? Plain. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to make it plain. We're trying to remove the clutter. So you have to stay very clear. When your mind begins, it will get cluttered. It will try to get cluttered again. Things will try to come up that are not in alignment with what you're trying to do. And you have to bring it into subjection, right? So let's look at the definition of subjection. Let's see. To one's control, to be subjected, being in a position or in circumstances that place one under the power or authority of another. Didn't we talk about power? We talked about power. We talked about purpose. You are going to have to use the power and the authority casting down every imagination. We talked about that. When you start trying to branch off before it's time, right, you have to ask yourself, am I getting into my imagination or am I dealing with reality? Right? Because in John, we talked, that was our foundational scripture for tonight. It talked about pruning, everything that does not bear good fruit. Right? He take it away. And good fruit, he had to continue to purge it, to clean it, to declutter it. So there's two things that you have to do. Number one, everything that is not of God, remove it. Remember we talked about the difference between a good thing and a God thing, right? So we have to remove those things. Then we have to also, for the things that are remain, for that remain, the good part of this, the good part of your vision, what you are trying to do, you have to continuously purge your vision. Say, you know what? I want it to do this by this time, but I might have to change the date and move it back some. So I'm purging. It's good fruit. That's good fruit. Because I didn't set a realistic timeline, so I'm going to go back and I'm going to purge that. Because the idea is good. I just need to remove the shortness of time that I placed on it and make it a little more lengthy. So I'm going to do that. That's good. I thought about when Jesus went up to the fig tree. From afar off, he said it had many leaves. But when he got up on it, it wasn't bearing any fruit. And we aren't we tired of being busy but not bearing fruit? And so part of this, of having clarity in beginning, is because we want to bear fruit in our lives. We want to see what God said about us. So that means that we cannot despise small beginnings, right? Okay, so the next part of that, we talked about build, right? So build. It requires purposefully planning your future. Tomorrow is our future. Plan today what we want to see for tomorrow. Right? So you must have clarity. You must be specific. You must be intentional, which means that you are going to have to sacrifice. We are going to have to sacrifice if we're going to get any results. Sacrifice what, Sonia? Your time. Time. You got to put in the work. We have to make the necessary sacrifice in order to accomplish our dreams. We have to I asked you not only to select one thing from your list, I also emailed you and asked you how much time did you give toward your dreams today? I could give you, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, I'm a business owner, I am building a ministry, I am a person, I have other things going on, I have errands to run. I can give you 100 reasons, but none of them would matter. So you can't keep giving yourself excuses. Oh, I'm working on this tonight. And, oh, I got to do this. But I bet you watch one of your favorite shows. Most of the time we text somebody. If we didn't text, we talked. And if we didn't talk, we were on social media. And all I'm saying is all that is wonderful and that's fine, but you have to be intentional if you're going to build anything. Right? We talked about sitting down and counting up the call. So after you begin, you have to start building it. Building what? Building off of what? Off the one thing that you just decided to do. Right? If you are, let's look at it from a house perspective. We laid the foundation. That's God. Right? So now we made a decision that this is the type of house I want to build. You have to know that before you start developing plans for it. So then now we have plans in place. An architect does not build without plans. So now you're building the house, the frame of the house, before you even start putting in the room, before you start putting in the lighting. You have to structure it. How is this going to work? How is this going to flow? I work from 8 to 4, 9 to 5. Then I might be tired, so I may need to sacrifice 20 minutes today, 30 minutes tomorrow, an hour when I'm well rested. On Saturday, I might devote 2 hours, but every day I am structuring my life so that I can accomplish what I see. So every day I am bridging the gap between where I am and where I want to be. And that requires putting in the work. Work. The one thing, and I am saying this out of love, the one thing that I see a lot of is that most people think being a Christian means magic. It means some kind of quick turnaround. Everything I do is in church. I don't live outside of church. This is all I'm supposed to do. You know, if I turn around 3 times and clap my hands, and you know, then it's going to appear. And what God has for me is for me. Well, if you don't put in the work, you won't see what God has for you. The children of it's throughout the Bible. The children of Israel did not, God had a promised land waiting on them. But they refused to change. They refused to put in the work. They refused to enter in. You said that, so how did they just refuse? Because they kept going around in circles. And when they were challenged, they wanted to go back to what was familiar, Egypt. It's okay as long as somebody is in agreement with you. It's okay if you are always right.
But that does not help you to grow, because building is growing. Not only do I want to begin, I want to grow. I want to develop. I want to mature. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, or sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and whatsoever he shall do will prosper. So you cannot despise this process of decluttering your life. This is your life we're talking about. Because it's not just about building a business or getting out of debt or creating. It's about us developing and becoming the women that we are called to be. And so we have to go through the process of decluttering. So that means that we have to build ourselves up and build our dreams and build off of the decisions that we made, right? So that we can have a virtuous cycle. We had enough of the vicious cycle. We want to walk in the virtuous cycle. And if we were in a, if we were face to face right now, I'd ask you, somebody tell me the meaning of that. It means to create success steps, one right after another. And when we begin, we then must leave beginning to building, from building to now branching out. Tanya, what do you mean? Now you can begin, once you start building, now we, as you branching out means to implement. Now, as I begin to get toward the middle, to the end of this one thing, when I'm about to accomplish this one thing, I can now incorporate and implement the next thing. Well, what is the next thing? What is the next one thing that I want to do? What is that next one thing? The steps of a good man ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. When you get to a flight of stairs, you go up one step at a time, one step at a time. So every time you get, now you're going to branch and you're going to implement the next thing that you want to do, right? And as you implement that next thing, guess what? You got to do the process again. Begin, build, branch. You then you got to sit back down. First of all, before you, as you're getting ready to branch out, you got to sit down and understand, is this time for this? Is this the season for this? To everything, there is a season. Is this the season to do this? Lord, it's our foundation. Is this the time for me to implement this next step? Last year, it was so heavy on me to begin this ministry. It was so heavy that I knew without a shadow of a doubt that it was time to really do the ministry. But I needed clarity. What do you want me to do? How do you want me to do this? Where do you want me to start? Where do we go from here? I already had a business. I already have the boutique. I already have the salon. I'm thinking, and you're adding something else? The Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. So just know that as you branch out into other areas, And as you begin to implement other things, it's going to be more responsibility, more sacrificing, more time management, more purpose for living, more sorting. It's going to require more of you. And once you get to that, then you branch out again. And most oftentimes, people want to do that in 2 months. Impossible. Impossible. I've been licensed for 25 years as a stylist. The Lord gave, I'm just going to give you some timelines here. The Lord gave me Essence when I was 25 years old. I was called into ministry at the age of 24. I didn't, for all these years, I was doing things, I was doing what God gave me. I was doing online classes, I was doing conferences, I was doing brunches, I was doing all kind of, you know, whatever God would give me to empower women. I was still speaking everywhere. I was a mom, I was a wife. I had to learn how to take care of my home before I go out and do anything outside of my house, whether it was work, no matter what it was, home came first. I had to make sure my house was in order. I had to make sure that my family had food on the table, that their clothes were washed. I couldn't go out and try to build something and my house was cluttered. I couldn't go out and try to build a business and me and my husband at the time were not in agreement. I couldn't go out and try to build anything until my house was in order. And even as a single woman, your house still needs to be in order before you go out and try to build. So there are steps that we all must take, knowing where we are, and we are all in different seasons. Some of you will be in the beginning stage for a minute. Some of you will be in the building stages, and some of you will be in the branching out stage. But don't despise where you are. Don't compare where you are to someone else. Because each stage is an awesome stage to be in its timing. Everything has a time. So remember that you have to begin, you have to build, and then you branch into the next thing that God is calling you to do. Remember to get clarity, and then in all thy getting, getting understanding. So I pray that this class has been a blessing to you. Please email me your testimony. So I would love to share with other women who are wanting to take this class. I never knew that this class was going to be in demand. So I'm very thankful to you guys for even wanting to be a part of it and just trusting the God in me. And so I love you much. And we will talk soon. Be sure to do your work assignment and email me. And let's keep in touch. Okay? Good night.